Our breezy, mild weather continues. Really dry air, so we saw skies clear out nicely yesterday through the overnight hours. And again, temperatures dropping off into the 50s near and west of I-95, almost into some upper 40s west of Highway 301. Really comfortable for this time of year. And it'll be another pretty one today. And yes, the breeze is up, the wind is up, no doubt, especially at the beaches, but partly sunny skies. Temperatures inland will reach the upper 70s, but stay in the low to mid 70s at the beaches. We continue to have a high to very high and potentially dangerous rip current risk at our area beaches, and can't emphasize enough that the best advice is to stay out of the ocean today and tomorrow for sure. Some gradual improvement on Friday and much better conditions as we head into the weekend. Today we also have a business day special, the Jumbo Shrimp, game two of a 12-game homestand. 12:05 first pitch today, partly to mostly sunny, breezy, temperatures in the 70s. Great afternoon for baseball if you can kind of skip out of the office quickly around noon hour or so and get downtown. A nice and fun day, no doubt. Temperatures still comfortable tonight, upper 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow and Friday, we'll come under the influence of that ocean storm we've been talking about, really going all the way back to last week. This is not a big storm system. It's not a major system. Now, we'll be crossing over the Gulf Stream over the next 24 hours or so, 24 to 36 hours. And there is a slight chance that this could try to take on some subtropical characteristics. And that doesn't really mean it. It's just semantics. It's still a counterclockwise circulation, an area of low pressure over, like you see over the northern hemisphere, a mid-latitude system, we call them. It will produce on its backside northwest winds because of that counterclockwise circulation, so a north to northwest wind for Jacksonville. On the east side, it's a south and southeasterly wind, which looks like we may get into some of that by Friday. So we'll see higher humidity and a little better chance, at least for a few scattered showers tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening, and especially closer to the coast, so roughly from about I-95 to the beaches. Now, it's not a lot of rain for most areas, but it's at least some potential for some much-needed moisture. It doesn't look like amounts will be much, and once you get west of I-95, the chance for much rain tomorrow goes down pretty significantly. Now, by Friday, that little low-pressure area is moving ashore. It would appear somewhere over Georgia or the Carolinas, so to the north of Jacksonville. And that starts to warm us up. And with that and some sea breeze interactions, we have a shot at a shower or a thunderstorm then for Friday afternoon. So it could be a little bit more significant from a rainfall standpoint. But the coverage still doesn't look to be all that great. Likely half or less of the area to get rain on Friday. And then we go into a hotter weather pattern as we head into the weekend and early next week. And then any thunderstorms are pretty isolated to widely scattered, and the wildfire danger will go up again, and any lightning strikes can simply aggravate that situation. So as we head into the weekend, we go back to average temperatures by Saturday and downright hot by Sunday. So enjoy the cool while you can, which, of course, we've been emphasizing over the last several days. High Saturday reached the mid-80s, and on Sunday we'll be approaching 90 degrees, and it looks like we're at least in the upper 80s to low 90s early next week. So we'll get back into this summer-like weather pattern that we had briefly last week. We still have had only, by the way, one 90-degree day officially at the International Airport on Thursday, last Thursday. Fell just short on Friday. The first 90-degree day was last Friday. Fell just short on Saturday. And the interesting part of that is there are some northern latitude cities like Kansas City, Des Moines even, that have reached 90 degrees now at least as many times, if not more, than Jacksonville so far this year. So that's kind of an interesting stat. But we're going to try to make up for some of that as we get late into the weekend and into the early part of next week. There are some signs that weak low pressure will develop aloft, if not over our area, very near Florida next week. And if that happens, it would allow for some instability each afternoon and a little better chance for some storms as we get toward the middle of next week. So, again, that's a pattern we'll watch, and we do certainly need the rain. Don't need the lightning, but we do need the rain. We'll see how that all pans out. In the meantime, showers and storms look to stay pretty isolated tomorrow, mainly just showers and closer to the coast, and then widely scattered to scattered showers and a few thunderstorms on Friday. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.